to cut the budget, but a plan to make our schools better. And part of that would be plans that on a statewide basis would save us money. Save us money in areas like maybe insurance, maybe other areas. So I suppose I would encourage anybody who has the resources to put together proposals like that to come to us, whether it's on insurance, whether it's from the governor's office, whether it's from the Association of School Districts, school boards. Those are things we do need to think about, things that we can save people money on statewide. I don't think any legislator's office has the institutional wherewithal to be able to do that this session. But he's right. We do have to look at places where we can save money. The larger point is that just as we need information on things like that, I think we need to hear from the school districts as to the governor's proposal and as to what they need to run their schools this coming year. We've had people, school district representatives come into our offices, and the school district from Sitka came in and said, even if we increase funding to make up for last year's inflation and otherwise stay flat in real terms, they're going to lose 10% of their teachers. In Kenai, they're facing a situation where with funding at last year's level, they're going to lose 55, 56 teachers. And that's assuming that funding sort of stays level from last year, made up for inflation, but stays level from last year. I guess I think we need to hear what is needed in order to have our schools run well. And I wouldn't mind having a special hearing that that would enable us to hear from the school districts on the governor's proposal and on their needs. Maybe we should encourage them to come up with a base student allocation number that they think would work for their school districts, so we can consider that as we're deciding upon a base student allocation number and a foundation formula on our own. And then way back, Representative Seaton says, I think we have to focus on sort of a narrow range of issues. One is the base student allocation number that we're going to come up with.
There are certain things that the school districts themselves will have to make decisions on. For instance, if they have less money, are they going to cut across the board, or do you save K-2 as the core of your educational program and sacrifice 11 and 12? And those, in addition to the decisions we make about funding them, they have to deal with the questions of funding. And you're right, hearing from them, you will hear that this is what we will have to do if we get this cut. And you might hear that the high schools will add 4 kids to a class in order to save the elementary schools from getting the increase in class size. Those are more issues that the school districts have to entertain. In addition, every time you lay off 56 teachers, unless you've laid off or gotten rid of an equivalent number of students, you're going to have to increase the class size. And there's got to be a limit to what a class size can be. Obviously, 50 kids in a class is not a real class anymore. Well, I'm more than happy we had a chance to have this discussion. We're just a few minutes away from 1 o'clock anyway. Let's see if there's any more questions that somebody has burning that they want to introduce, or a statement that they'd like to make, or a thought. This is an excellent time to add it. And if I don't see anyone, Mr. Alcantara?
Quick comment, Chairman Gatto. I think it's a very enlightening conversation, and I'm really glad Eddie Jeans was here. I think it is important to point out, as Mr. Jeans did, that there's agreements and contracts that are signed that have impact on the district's budget. And since two of the members of the Education Committee are from the Kenai Peninsula Rural School District, that's losing 56 potential teachers and also has a tentative agreement with a 2% raise to members and $25 per month in health insurance costs to members. So those are things that, in order for the district to meet that contractual agreement, they're going to have to get increased funding in order, because they contribute at the maximum at the local level in the Peninsula Borough. I lived there for 4 years, and they've always contributed to the maximum allowed. If a number's not changed in the base student allocation, they can't contribute anymore at the local level. They need funding from the state, not only to ward off you know, eliminating 56 positions, but also to help with these health insurance packages and other, and the 2% increase in salaries and other things.
And it's one thing.
Go ahead.
Enid Peninsula School District has the lowest administration rate in the entire state of Alaska, and we also have the highest test scores of any school in our charter school there in Kenai Peninsula, statewide.
There's an interesting thing. Every borough assembly has the same problems, and that is, if they do want to contribute to schools, can they actually give the maximum amount without penalizing the other programs that the borough supports, like libraries, like police, like roads? So, I'm glad everybody was here. And with that, we'll call the meeting over. Thank you.